Let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Jesus laid his life down for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for each other. I wonder what that means, to lay down your life for one another. What does it mean, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action? It means not looking the other way. It means not saying, it's not my problem. And it means taking courage when there is danger ahead. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. The hired hand runs away at the first sign of danger and leaves the sheep to the wolves. It's not his problem. He's just been hired to look after them, but surely a wolf is too much to deal with. But the shepherd knows that those sheep are both his, but also his livelihood. They are the sum total of what he has to live on. And so he is willing even to lay down his life for his sheep. But more than that, he knows each one of them. And he doesn't even have to use a dog to round them up because they know his voice. They listen and they hear his voice and recognize it when he calls. It's a wonderful feeling that when we take that from the image of the shepherd and the sheep to the idea of us as Jesus's flock. The idea, first of all, that Jesus didn't say, this is too dangerous for me, like, I'm off. But actually more than that, he was willing to lay down his life. And even when the wolves closed in, he wasn't about to stop. But also, he didn't leave us defenseless. He didn't just lay down his life and then die, and the wolves still got the sheep. He did that one thing more. He came back from death and still holds that way for us. He is still there as our shepherd. And the next part of the reading today, you have this wonderful bit where Jesus says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. And I wonder what the Pharisees and the audience must have thought of that. Now, certainly throughout the scriptures, the people of Israel were given the strictures to look after the widow and the orphan and the alien amongst them. So those who came to them, to their sheepfold as such, they were to look after and look specifically out for because they were far from home. But Jesus is talking about something quite different. Jesus is talking about leaving that place where everyone is from here or like us and actually going somewhere completely different, going to other peoples who aren't God's special people, going to other people because he says there are other sheep that will listen and recognize my voice. And I'm going to go out and bring all of them in, and there will be one sheep and one shepherd. Isn't that a wonderful image for God's children in this world? Rather than split out into our own countries, into our own interest groups, into our own denominations, into our own faiths, that Jesus goes out to bring every single person and bring them back into one in his name. I think that's a wonderful image of what God has in store for all of humanity. This isn't a breaking down and making still further smaller groups saying, well, I believe in this. Well, I believe in this plus this. This is Jesus going out from the safe places, out amongst the wolves, and all those who listen, no matter which sheepfold they're from, can come to him and be of that same flock, the flock of Jesus. The next bit that's really stood out for me was the way in which Jesus said, when he lays down his life, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And if you've ever wondered why Jesus waited till he was 30 to start his ministry, that's because as a Jewish man of 30, he was no longer a kid. He was no longer a youth. He was fully grown and fully mature. That meant that his opinions carried weight. He no longer had to reference his opinion through his father or through anyone else. He was ready to state something, and so he was allowed to be someone who had an opinion that you had to listen to, but also he could make decisions on his own. And so when he says that no one made him do this, he says this not as a child, not as a servant of another, but as a free agent who makes that choice. And what's amazing in this verse is that we also hear that that's also true about God the Father. That Jesus isn't saying this because he's subordinate to God the Father and he's doing what he's told. He's not even doing that potentially ugly thing where we hear that God sent his son to die. And it sounds awful. You think, well, what kind of parent is that who sends his son to die? And even we'd think twice about a commander who sends his agent out specifically to die. But this is a different situation. Jesus is equal to God the Father. And here, therefore, he has a full freedom to make that choice himself. I will go. And even on earth as a human, where he is limited, still in the garden, he says, I will go. So no one takes his life from him. It is a choice. And as we believe that Jesus, in Jesus, the fullness of God dwells, then we hear, therefore, also that the fullness of God decided to come amongst humans. And despite everything he discovered and experienced among humans, still freely decided to give his life for humans. It was all worthwhile. And that is the depth of love we are talking about. But he has the power, therefore, unlike all of us, who may stand up for a cause, who may one day even die for a cause, he has that unique ability to lay down his life to then take it up again. And that's the wonder of it. And that's why he's God rather than just a human. But then that happens that for us also, the death dark veil doesn't end things. It's not just you go through life and it ends. Because Jesus takes us up back into his fold when we die, when our work is done, when our time is over, and our life is taken up once again into a new life. So knowing all that, knowing about the freedom of Jesus' laying down his life, what then does it mean to love in truth and action? What does it mean to lay down our lives for one another? I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. There's a wonderful quote from C.S. Lewis when he writes, "She lives entirely for others. You can tell the others by their hunted expressions." The laying down your life for one another is when it is necessary. But the love that works out in truth and action, what did Jesus, the Good Shepherd, do? He knows his sheep. They hear his voice. And as we love one another, to love one another is to care about who that person is. To care. If you have a loved one, you know what their favorite things are. You know whether they would like this thing or that thing. So you don't get angry when you buy the wrong thing because you knew perfectly well that what they actually wanted was this. As you know and love someone, you know if in this situation they would prefer you to just muck in and do it or ask. The showing of love, therefore, is unknowing of another person and caring enough so that when you do this thing, it might be tiny and innocuous, but they know that you're doing it for them because you know that means a lot to them. So the laying down of our lives is also laying down of our pride and actually going alongside one another and thinking and seeing the world from their viewpoint rather than coming from our towers and giving of our largesse. It's actually getting amongst each other and knowing one another. That's how love actually works. Not from a sovereign to a servant, but somebody who is alongside and from a place of trust and knowledge. So when we are told to lay down our lives for one another, it's not to immediately go off and be a human shield somewhere, but it's thinking and caring enough to try and find out what is the need and then responding to it. And of course, it's not enough to simply think what the need is and go, that's very nice, I love you from a distance. The love then goes into the action and has a practical consequence. Jesus, God, didn't say he loves us only and leave it at that. Because God could have said as much as he wanted. How would we know? Jesus came amongst us, got to know us, what we're like, what we're about, what we find easy, what we find hard. And he laid all that down to show us that he loves us and to show us that he'll take care of us wherever we are, whether we're in the fold, whether we get lost and frightened, whether we're from a completely different fold. In each and every case, the love of God comes out and draws us back in every time. Amen.